7, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Welcome in Tuesday All-Star Game edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. We will talk All-Star Game. We'll talk Home Run Derby from last night. We'll talk baseball. We'll do that with Cal Eldred coming up on the program. Gary Barta, he met with members of the media today before a few of the Iowa football players did, and we will kick that around a little bit today as well. All that and more coming up. It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here, KGYM. And we welcome you in here on the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here today, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer as well, as we get you ready for the All-Star activities coming up tonight in Miami at Marlins Park. The All-Star Game will join up with ESPN's coverage at 7 o'clock. First pitch scheduled at about 7:07, 7:08, thereabouts, coming your way tonight. So that should be a lot of fun, and that will be after another day of fun. It is national and let's start that again. It is the 13th annual Cow Appreciation Day, and because of that, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They, along with Kyle Mann, Carol, Juan, James, others are going to be out at Chick-fil-A Lindale today, broadcasting live from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And any time today until 7, come in dressed in any cow accessory, and you will receive a free chicken entree. Dine in only, please. Thank you very much. Lots of great kids' activities. The Chick-fil-A cow will be there. Face painting. Going to be a lot of fun, and they will be out there broadcasting live from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock right after we check out here today. That'll be fun out there. Mark will, maybe they'll have those guys. I heard Todd yesterday talk about the fact they got to have two cow costumes, and he might go into one.
Todd?
He said that. He said that yesterday on their program.
It's fairly warm out there.
Yes, it is. That's what I was thinking the whole time. Maybe better today than tomorrow, perhaps.
So what's the deal? You come in some kind of cow costume, and you get a free entree?
Correct. Now, again, Todd, Alex, Kyle, they are not the judges of this. Maybe Mark and his staff are the judges of this.
Just grab a cowbell? Or
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea what their parameters are. But stop by and ask. Bring the cowbell. Bring something like that. From 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock out at Lindale Mall, that particular location of Chick-fil-A right out there along Collins Road.
I'm sure Todd and Alex will have colorful commentary of customers and listeners at Chick-fil-A Lindale.
Yep.
4 to 7 this afternoon.
Yep, going to be very, very, very fun time out there. Fun time last night. Good place to start. We're going to talk with Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit about the All-Star break, Major League Baseball, the first half, etc., including the Home Run Derby, which is kind of, it is invigorated. It has given a shot in the arm to the world of Major League Baseball. Mark Dukes' national shows were talking baseball today and not the NBA Summer League and watching a lot of guys who are going to be doing other things next year playing. They were actually talking about the national pastime, baseball. My gosh. It was great to listen to last night. Watch as well. High ratings. And good fun last night as Aaron Judge put on a great show for the New York Yankees. Almost didn't get out of the first round, the quarterfinals. And beat your guy Miguel Sano in the finals last night.
Yeah, Judge beating Justin Bour just at the wire with extra. I don't like the extra time. Let me just put that out there.
Don't like it.
I don't like the extra time in soccer. I don't like extra time in the Home Run Derby. Just because you hit it,
don't like 440
heat or more. I don't like green, white checker, no. Just because you hit it in 440, you get 30 seconds more. I'd like to see that go away. But nevertheless, America was on this. Our ratings were up 38% over last year.
And it was
for the Home Run Derby. Yeah.
It was quick. It was exciting. It was drama-filled, at least till the final, I think, a little bit, when Sano looked like he couldn't lift his arms after about a minute of the four-minute clock. But put a clock on it, and now if they just can throw as many pitches as they want during that 4 minutes instead of waiting for the ball to come down, I think that'd be a better way to do it. But still, so much.
That's a safety measure for the Shaggers, though, right?
Well, then have some people out there that can catch the ball instead of... And it's great to have the... I get it. I understand. They got the young kids out there running around catching the balls. But tell you what, that got scary last night because a few line drives went into the photographers that were way too close.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been really nasty. So I'm glad that nobody got hurt as far as that is concerned. But, you know, it was a shot in the arm last night. And, yes, Aaron Judge is a guy that's got 30 home runs right now. He's also a guy that has struggled at times in his brief career as far as baseball is concerned, but he's on a big-time high right now. And, hey, I say if he does something that gets people talking about baseball and gets younger people interested in baseball, I am all for it. And that's what happened last night.
A lot of interviews on MLB Network beforehand on KGYM radio last night. I'm sure a lot of you listened to that as well. Judge is a very likable guy, but he's just burst on the scene so fast. I mean, he hit only a handful of home runs in college. And last year when he came up with the Yankees, he struck out about half the time and hit under 200. So I don't know who had this guy on anybody's radar, but he's just taken the sport by storm, at least in the first half of the season, putting up triple crown numbers. It helps that he plays in New York.
Absolutely.
High exposure. But whether he's putting these numbers up in San Diego or New York, they're phenomenal. And what he did last night, he hit three home runs over 500 feet. And that's him generating the power. I mean, these are batting practice fastballs that, you know, you should be able to connect with, but maybe not knock them 500 feet.
Get rid of the magenta ball, too. It's hard to see.
Yeah.
For the, if they got rid of the extra time, you wouldn't have the magenta
ball. Well, let's not kid yourself either. These pitchers are as big a part of the deal as the hitters.
Correct.
Maybe not as big.
His pitcher was ecstatic after he won.
But if you don't put it where the hitter wants it, you know, that's not helping him. So
yeah, Bellinger wanted it down and in. That was his power zone, and that's exactly where his dad was throwing him. That was cool last night. We'll ask Cal, because Cal knows Clay Bellinger well, so I'm sure Cal got a kick out of watching him throw batting practice out there last night. What do you think out there? Shot in the arm for baseball? You like the changes? Home Run Derby, did it get you interested in baseball a little bit more? 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. 319-366-1600. And, of course, then I had to get mad at Ryan Russillo at the start of his show today on my way to lunch for saying, almost made baseball worthwhile talking about it every day. It should be talked about every day in July. Sorry, I was on my soapbox for a moment.
I understand.
I don't... The Summer League does nothing for me. I get it. Something's got to be on, but I don't get it. Talk baseball a little bit, and maybe this will get people going. We have a poll question dealing with baseball as well at KGYMradio.com. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Indeed, KGYMradio.com is where to find it. And the question is, who wins MLB's Midsummer Classic this year? American League or the National League?
Go ahead and vote. KGYMradio.com. And love to hear what you think about it as well. No home field advantage tied into the game tonight for the first time, I believe, since 2002. So
that's a good thing.
Goes back to whoever has the best record is going to get the home field advantage as far as the World Series is concerned. And I think it will be fun tonight at Marlins Park. It was really neat seeing the home runs go out and then the lightning in the background a couple times as it was storming in Miami last night. Go figure. That's why they built that stadium the way they built it, so they can stay away from all the rainouts that they used to get plagued by when they were outside at Joe Robbie Stadium and Dolphin Stadium or whatever they're calling it this week out there.
3161 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I thought they said Judge won a college home run derby. Indeed he did in 2012, but he only hit four home runs in his sophomore year for Fresno State, was invited to participate in the college home run derby and won it. But even he, according to the New York Times, a story I read, he said, "Are you sure you want me out there?" after hitting only four home runs during the regular season. Yeah. So, that is true. Thank you for the text.
Yeah. Yes. And he, the one thing also about Aaron Judge, kids, parents, think about this one very hard. Multi-sport athlete in high school, played three different sports and played them all very well. You don't need to specialize, I think, is what we're trying to get at right here. So good to see him doing well on the national stage. And it's good to see just young athletic people playing baseball. I mean, those guys last night that lined up for the home run derby, my God. I mean, they were physical specimens out there.
Mm-hmm.
Bellinger isn't the biggest guy in the world out there, but a tall, lanky, 180, 85-pounder out there, but you get Miguel Sano and Bellinger out there, Stanton, obviously, Moustakas. I mean, it was just, it shows that there are athletic people that are playing baseball at this point, and I like to see that.
What will Aaron Judge do from here? Well, it remains to be seen. The guy's 25 years old. You know who else is 25? Mike Trout. He's already been in the league 7 years.
Yeah, and has done pretty darn well.
Yeah.
Will miss the All-Star game tonight due to an injury, but he is going to be back in the Angels lineup, it sounds like, over the weekend. 319-366-1600. That is the national headline of the day. Locally, headline from earlier on today, Gary Barta just past 11:30 this morning. It was going to be a scheduled media availability for some of the Iowa football players, and then they at the end said, oh, by the way, Gary Barta will also be there at 11:30 to answer questions. And he did. A lot of very to-the-point questions asked today. I know some of the audio is going to be brought up, ready to go for the Todd Brommelkamp show here. We might get one in here as well, as the guys are down in Iowa City today. But Gary Barta's message to the world today was nothing to see here. Move along smartly. Everything going well as far as the Iowa Athletic Department is concerned. Do you buy that? I guess is the question at this point. Nothing has come out of the investigations that were ongoing as a result of what happened during the Jane Meyer trial. And the settlement also, of course, answered questions about that, about the money, where it came from, etc. But I know one of Gary Barta's answers today was the fact that right now he believes the Iowa Athletic Department is running as good as it has ever run. Now, with that being said, Mark, you've got the report coming out that last 2 years, Iowa's been in the red. As far as now, and many things go into that. A lot of incentives were paid out after the Rose Bowl season to the football staff and whatnot. But I don't know. What do you think? Do you buy it out there?
Well, yeah, Barta explained why he still believes the department is healthy. And it's a 30-second clip that you can listen to here.
Yep. And we'll get that for you here right now, as a matter of fact.
I think we want to improve everything. I really do. And I think that would be true if you asked me next year, too. Boy, we should be trying to get a little bit better at everything.
I don't think that's it. We'll figure it out. That's Brian Ferentz. I apologize for that. I put the wrong one up, Mark.
Okay.
Is that the one, Kyle? That ain't it? Okay.
All right. Well, we'll dig
here.
For that. But
we'll
Bart had some very interesting comments, not only about those lawsuits, but about the department in general. As you mentioned, he even commented on painting the water tower.
Oh, yeah. Give the update, Mark. Is there an update on the water tower?
Well, he would paint the water tower, but he doesn't have a vote.
Yeah,
that's the property of the hospital, is it not? Correct me if I'm wrong out there, 319-366-1600. I believe that's a property of the hospital, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, and there are a lot more people that have to sign off on it, I do know that, than just the Iowa Athletic Department wanting to put the Tiger Hawk logo or whatever they decide to put up there. So, yeah, we'll hear from Barta coming up here in just a little bit. Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class, the Tuesday edition here on KGYM. And we got a couple of scores we're going to throw your way at the end of the program that you do not want to miss, which is, I don't know if it's good or bad, happy or sad, whatever the case may be, but it's just really, we have to throw them out and you won't believe it.
Well, you hope for none of the scores in the regional softball finals tonight to be like those. Let's just put it like that.
I don't think we're going to see anything like that.
We got four Metro teams going for state tournament berths tonight and some very, very intriguing games, I think.
Yeah, you got Kennedy and Jefferson. Linmar also and Cedar Rapids Xavier are going after things. Congratulations to all the teams that made it from last night, 3A, 2A, and 1A, including half the 1A field is from the South Iowa Cedar League. Take a bow, SICL, today. You did a great job out there. Congratulations. Saw on social media last night, and this really brought things home. This is what makes high school athletics great. The Sigourney softball team got home last night, and they did a big car caravan through town, flashing the lights, honking, things like that. You know, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool as they pulled off the upset to get into the girls' state softball championship.
You see that a lot in the small towns. You even see it in the bigger cities. I know that there have been, I wouldn't say the old-time caravans, but, you know, these things started years and years ago when the townspeople got behind a team and escorted them back into town and, you know, fired up the fire engine and the whole nine yards, so... It's just a great thing for those communities.
Yep, and that was really neat to see out there. One note from last night, of course, Solon lost to Albia last night, I believe, by a score of 11-3. And then the longtime coach at Solon and Clear Creek, Amanda Jim White, sounds like he is going to be stepping down. He did the old wrestling move and left the cleats out at home plate last night after the game with his Solon softball team. He's got some boys coming up, I know, and there was some speculation that he might be turning in the all the equipment that deals with coaching after this season. But it sounds like that's more and more of a reality now. And all, just, five wins short of 1,000 for his terrific career.
995 and 151 in 23 years. Yeah, Jeff Linder reporting that after last night's game. Jeff of the Gazette, he'll be with us on Thursday to preview the state softball. But as you said, White leaving his cleats at home plate after last night's game and did say that any announcement probably wouldn't be made anytime soon. But
and probably a good move, too.
And it sure looks like Jim White is going to step aside.
Yeah, a good move because you don't want to do anything out of the heat of the moment, if you will. You want to take some time to think about it, whether it's a win or a loss. When it's the last game of the year, sometimes emotions get the best of you. So I think good for Coach White. Going to sit back and maybe think about it a little bit before he makes his final decision. So, yeah. But if he does hang it up, what a career. Hall of Famer. One of the best in the state, one of the best in the country, certainly out there. So we wish the best to him.
1307 on the text line, has a World Series champ ever followed up with zero All-Stars that played for them in the World Series on the next year's All-Star team?
No.
Seems very strange with the Cubs.
That is the first time it has ever happened in Major League history.
Wade Davis, the only representative for the Cubs, and he's, of course, with the Royals last year,
that
right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
And, yes, to answer your question, that is the first time that has ever happened in Major League Baseball history. All right, we do have the Gary Barta again here. Do you want to set it up before we play this
Barta
quickly?
Speaking today about a variety of topics, and one of them was the reports that Iowa's athletic department was in the red for 2015-16, I think. But Barta commented about that in this clip.
If you go back over the last 10 years, there's years where we showed a $14 million, $10 million, a couple of years of $10 million on the plus side. That didn't mean we had, and I've talked to some of you about this over the years, it didn't mean we had $10 million sitting there. It meant that cash flow-wise, we had $10 million show up before, you know, that report was due. Same when it's a negative. You know, it is a negative cash flow, but that doesn't mean we're on very strong financial ground right now. I anticipate one more year of negative, and mostly because of the settlement.
So there you go. And that is not the settlement not being taken care of through tax money. The state of Iowa, you and I are not paying for that. Let's put it that way.
I think it's a reserve fund of some kind,
correct.
Right?
Correct. And so more on from Gary Barta coming up during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up. By the way, the pairings for the John Deere Classic have been put out, Mark. And if you are curious about that, you will need to get there early on Thursday if you would like to follow Zach and others. And Zach Johnson will go off on Thursday at the John Deere Classic. He will go off at 8 o'clock off the 10th tee with Daniel Berger, winner from a couple weeks ago, very good young player, and Charles Howell III will also be in that particular group, and they will go off on number 10 at 8 o'clock. And that will be coming up at the TPC Deer Run on Thursday. Now, on Friday, by the way, he is opposite of Bubba Watson. Bubba's going to go off at 1 o'clock in his first round on Thursday. Zach will go off at 1:10 from the first tee on Friday afternoon with, again, Daniel Berger and Charles Howell III. Pretty good John Deere field this year. Eight of the top 30 in the FedEx Cup are going to the JDC this year, which is pretty darn good. So good job by Claire Peterson and his staff to get some people there. And, that, of course, the charter over to England didn't hurt as well to Brookdale. All right. Ready to talk some baseball?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. And we'll talk with Cal Eldred and talk about the first half of the Major League season, Home Run Derby last night, and more. We'll do it after this. You're listening to the Gym Class with Mark, Scott, and Kyle here on KGYM.
Saving energy is great for the planet, and it's also good for you because it saves you money. Here are some helpful tips from Linn County REC to help you do both this summer.
Install a programmable thermostat to save energy by adjusting temperatures based on your schedule. To optimize your savings, set the thermostat to 78 when you're home and 85 when you're away.
Change the filter on your air conditioner monthly. Dirty filters cause the system to run longer and work harder, increasing energy use.
If your air conditioner is more than 10 years old or in need of repair, consider replacing it with a new Energy Star rated unit. Energy Star air conditioners are 15% or more efficient than standard models.
Don't want to use air conditioning? Install Energy Star certified ceiling fans. Ceiling fans make you feel cooler, reducing the need for air conditioning.
Make a change for the greener this year. Become more energy efficient and save money. Log on to LinnCountyREC.com for helpful information.
Hit your stride early morning or slice into the afternoon at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Special rates will make your game an even better value. You'll find early bird and twilight rates at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Enjoy the country setting of Gardner, the easygoing nature of Jones, the bustle and activity of Twin Pines, or the rolling hills of Ellis. Find early bird and after 2 p.m. twilight rates for the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
How good is Quaker State Motor Oil? It's been called a leader in wear protection and the hardest working motor oil. Some say it works so hard it should carry a briefcase. Others call it so hard working that it could be your engine's employee of the month. The kind of hard work that puts in overtime hours and always responds to emails right away. But we just call it damn good oil. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care for great savings on Quaker State.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with UNASH and Dukes, KGYM.
Back with you here on the Tuesday edition of the gym class, KGYM. Todd and Alex are going to be busy. They have the remote today. Stop by Chick-fil-A, Lindale, 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Say hi, and that'll be fun. But then tomorrow, they are going to be down in Coralville at the brand new Grand Living at Bridgewater down there for Lunchbox Heroes over the lunch hour, providing food, drinks, and prizes for the workers. And should be a lot of fun down there, just north of I-80 and First Avenue, that exit. So going to be good time tomorrow. Could be a little bit warm. And could be a chance of rain. It's not going to rain on Lunchbox Heroes, right, Mark?
No, never rains on Lunchbox Heroes.
Thanks to our great sponsors, Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Dr. Pepper, the Cedar Rapids Colonel, 7G Distributing, as well as Wild Hog Saloon in Walford, Star Equipment, Red Wing Shoes, and Airgas. So that will be coming up tomorrow. Coming up tonight, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game from Miami. And to talk about that and other things, we bring in the former Major Leaguer and our friend Cal Eldred here on the Tuesday edition of the program. Happy All-Star break to you, Cal. Are you at home enjoying it?
I am. It's the one day today that all of our minor league teams are off. So I'll go from following seven games to deciding whether I sit down to watch the All-Star game or not.
You got that popcorn machine cleaned, I know, Cal.
Oh, that thing's never cleaned. It's getting used. You guys know that.
But that's better, though. That makes it taste a whole lot better. Now, the boys are going to convince you, you know, you got to watch the game.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay attention to what's going on. It's just, you know, the excitement of the home run derby. You're seeing young guys hitting baseballs out of sight. And so there's lots of fun with it. And you know, it is kind of cool, I think, this year because there is a lot of young talent. And you see, and a lot of people are getting to see him for the first time.
What did you think of Judge last night in the show?
Man, you know, you guys asked me last week if I thought this is, you know, he's just hot and is it going to continue in the second half? And, you know, I was trying to remember who I saw the comment from, but they made the comment about him like he's a contact hitter. I think it was Charlie Blackman from Colorado said Judge looks like he's a contact hitter that has so much power that the ball just flies out of the ballpark. And that's why, you know, I watching it yesterday and he didn't really look like he was over swinging a whole lot. And so I kind of agree with Blackman that watching that and watching him do his thing, very, very impressive.
What'd you think? We were talking about the fact, I think it's great for baseball, what happened last night. Ratings up 38%. You had a bunch of young guys out there just hitting bombs all over the place. And, you know, I thought it was great for baseball. Anything to get people excited and to get talking about the major leagues, I think is A+.
Except for Pitbull beforehand.
Pitbull and Jess Mendoza screeching during the home run derby.
Yeah, we... two things we do not need to hear. You guys brought them perfectly to attention. But the thing about it is, and if you guys remember back, and I guess maybe this was when I was in elementary school or junior high, the NBA dunk contest started to really become popular then.
Yep.
And whether it was Julius Erving or George Gervin, even Spud Webb was a little short fella for all you youngsters out there that could really jump. But that brought some real popularity to the NBA All-Star game and all the contests that go with it. I'd say now the three-point shooting contest probably just as much. But this home run derby, it has brought a ton of attention. And I think it's a great thing. People want to see that. They go to a regular ball game, to see a home run. But when they can see these guys just taking batting practice and mashing these balls, it's a ton of fun. And I just remember, I didn't know this until I was watching some television and saw a home run derby. And it was like old school home run derby that they actually had televised and taped with way back, and it was black and white.
Oh, yeah.
So this has been popular for a long time. It's just that now Major League Baseball is really bringing it to the forefront.
We watched Harmon Killebrew and Mickey Mantle after the show
yesterday
from years ago, trying to determine who the sponsor was. We couldn't figure it out. But Cal, we talked earlier about the dynamic of the pitcher in the home run derby, and everybody has their individual pitcher, and it could affect how many home runs a guy can hit. Now, you pitch many batting practice sessions. How is pitching a session last night different from maybe one prior to a regular season game?
Well, I would say, number one, the batting practice guys are probably a little more nervous, no question.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it depends on what the guy wants. If you're getting ready for a game, lots of times you want to make sure you're throwing strikes that are lower in the zone. You want them to be strikes. And you want them lower in the zone so that a hitter can go after a pitch and take a good swing at a pitch that they're normally going to see in a game. In this situation last night, they want those balls a little bit more elevated. Or if they're a high ball hitter and that's what gives them the distance, they want it up above the belt. If they're a low ball hitter, they want the ball back down. Whatever pitch that they elevate, that's what they want to see. In BP, it's not always about hitting the home runs. You want it down below, more pitcher's pitches, but still strikes in a pitch that they would actually swing at during the game.
Mm.
Well, your buddy Clay Bellinger, throwing to his son last night, he wanted it low and in because that was his power area. And Clay was obliging, did a really nice job of throwing last night.
Well, you got to consider, I've watched that episode take place for a lot of years. Clay's done that for Cody for a long time. And those kind of things are also side stories to this, which is really cool. Because that's just something to be able to do that and throw to your son and have the stage that they're on, but to go out and do something that they've done for so long and really appreciate it and enjoy it. I think that's really cool.
The All-Star game itself tonight, 7 o'clock here on KGYM, all three frequencies. Cal, of course, a couple of changes. One is that this game means nothing, and that's a good thing. And I mean that in a good way because it doesn't affect the postseason anymore. You would agree?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this, no question. I think, and the other thing is that the players have earned the opportunity to be an all-star. And what you started to see were managers, and I don't blame them in the past, the National League and American League managers and coaching staff trying to put together the best team, not necessarily the all-star, the all-stars, because there's some guys that may not be your regular name player that everybody's going to know that is going to get chosen at this game because they've earned it. And I think that that's it's just a much better way of doing it. And now you saw managers in the past few years trying to go, we have to get the best team here that we have the best chance to win. No, this is an all-star game. This is something these guys need to relax, play the game, have some fun with it. Maybe we'll see the John Kruk putting his helmet on backwards when Randy Johnson was throwing. I mean, stuff like that. I'm not saying get out of the game and disrespect it, but play the game hard, enjoy what you're doing, and I think there's a lot of pressure lifted off both all the coaching staff, the managers, and especially the players.
Also, Sunday pitchers, those who pitched last Sunday, the starters, cannot play in this game, cannot pitch in this game. I think I saw Kershaw saying last night that he might have been the starter tonight, but he said, there's no way I can come back in one day's rest and give much of anything. Is that right?
No, I completely agree. And his at the earliest he would throw a bullpen during the regular season would be not today, but tomorrow. And sometimes, a lot of times, guys at this stage in the year, maybe another two or three starts down the road, these guys start skipping their bullpens in between because they need that break so that they're as fresh as they could possibly be every 5 days. And some of these guys may actually start going on short rest, especially when you have so many teams that are so close to making the playoffs.
Cal Elder joining us 3:39 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And of course, time to always, at this point of the year, take a look back to the first half, if you will, of the baseball season and what went well, what didn't go well. We're not even going to talk about our picks because that's probably a good thing. San Francisco Giants for two of us here. But at any rate, biggest surprise is that the Milwaukee Brewers in the first half in baseball.
Yeah, I think so. And we talked a little bit about them last week for those people that didn't. That weren't listening last week. You know, Milwaukee is doing what they're doing in an interesting way. The first thing, and this is kind of the asterisk next to the Brewers season, is that they are the only team that is over 500 in the National League Central. So I'm disappointed as a fan. If seeing a lot of fans, Cub fans, Cardinal fans, even the Pirates fans are disappointed in what their clubs are doing. I think Cincinnati knew that they're still building, they're rebuilding, they're restructuring and what they're doing. But Milwaukee, so that's one thing that Milwaukee's been doing. But they're kind of, in the middle of the pack offensively and with their pitching. And their defense, they're last in the National League in their defense. But they've hit a lot of home runs. They've got good enough pitching to be able to win. And they're also winning the games that they need to save. They have more save opportunities than anybody else, and they're winning those games. So you got to have tip your hat to Milwaukee. They have been very impressive.
They have been. And the 5.5 game lead right now on the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. And if Milwaukee plays 500 baseball the rest of the season, just plays 500 baseball, the Cubs have to go 44-30 to get by them. They can do it. I'm not saying they can't do it. But, I mean, just think about it. We're to the point of the season now where Cubs got to play 14, 15 games over 500 the rest of the way to get by the Brewers.
Well, and, I was just talking to a Cub fan yesterday, and, you just see they're so used to things not going their way. Even with the World Championship last year, they're like, oh, no, this is just insurmountable. And the talent is there. And I'm just, you guys put, weigh in here because it's 2 years in a row that they've pushed deep into the playoffs. They've played extra games. The starting pitching has gone extra innings, more innings in a season than they have in the past. The bullpen has done the same thing. So you're kind of asking yourself, will they be able to overcome that? I don't know. I know Cub fans are, can get negative real fast, but I don't know if you get you guys think they're going to be able to overcome this? Because they have been underachieving.
I think it's certainly possible they do, Cal, but I worry about the pitching staff. Lester didn't get out of the first inning the other day to give up 10 runs, although six were unearned. But, I mean, he gave up six hits and three or four walks in two-thirds of an inning. And folks have talked about the aging nature of the Cubs staff, and I think they're still capable, but maybe not as much so as a couple of years ago.
Well, and you take – look, we have a guy that was on their staff last year, Jason Hamill, and he may not be a number one, two, or three starter, but he won a lot of games for them. He gave them a lot of solid innings last year. And even Wade Davis is an all-star, and so he's a guy that came over from Kansas City in a trade that we made. And so he's been doing his job. It's just that he hasn't had that as many opportunities. So it's – I don't know – sometimes you just can't get that engine going, but I'll tell you, we've seen the Los Angeles Dodgers turn it around, and they just started, you know, not only cruising, but they are on a rocket ship with the way they've been playing, and they have talent. I think the Cubs probably have more talent than they do, so it is possible.
Two teams I'm looking at, Cal, and I'm not giving up on my Twins, only 2.5 back at the break right now. I think some things need to happen. I wanted to ask you about possible pickups at the trade deadline, too. But two teams are your Kansas City Royals, who have really put together a nice streak, and then Tampa Bay in the East.
Yeah, I'm going to look at both of those teams. You look at Tampa, and you look at our team in Kansas City, and you think, which team can you add something to, and it's going to make a significant difference with the teams that they have to go over the top of. And I know as well as anybody that Dayton Moore in Kansas City, he is, if we can add, we think it's going to be the right piece, we will do it. There's no question. The only thing that makes my job a little tougher is that means some of our prospects in the minor leagues are gone. So that means we're going to have to get some more and keep getting the guys we have even better and faster. So I think that we sit in a pretty good position because we've got some players that know that this is probably going to be the last year that they're all going to be get together as a group.
I would agree.
You guys know that could be a very, very motivating factor.
Indeed, and you got to figure out probably in the next 2 weeks if you're going to be buyers or sellers at this point. So, especially with the Twins.
You know, we saw the team that obviously if you're going to win the World Series, we just saw the team that we'll have to beat, and that's probably going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. And wow, they we gave them one game for sure, so we know what's out there.
Well, the Twins start the second half with the Astros, Yankees, and Dodgers, three of the first four. So we're going to know real quick if the Twins are going to be in this thing still by August.
Yeah, and give them a ton of credit, Mark. They're fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just are. And you talk about young talent, they have it, but they also have some veterans on that club to show these guys the right way.
Need to boost the pitching staff, no question. I think that's the story for a lot of teams. Ken Rosenthal, CBS Sports, said the Twins are checking on starters such as Sonny Gray, Jose Quintana, and Dan Straley. Who would you most like to have on that Twin staff among those three?
Man. Well, the first thing I'd do is look at Quintana's record within the division. And that's what you want. Sonny Gray, obviously, you know, you're looking at a guy that how long can you have them afterwards? So the Twins, if they're going to make a deal, very similar to what we would want to do in Kansas City, is can we keep this player for a couple more years, especially if you're going to give up some prime prospects. I know Minnesota has some in their minor league system. They've got a couple pitchers towards the top in Triple A that are doing pretty good, and so they could make that trade. But I think you're looking at Quintana, I think, because he's probably a guy that they could think about paying if his record in the division looks looks very, you know, if it's impressive, then that's kind of because that's who you're going to play. Going down the stretch here.
Mm-hmm. You are not going to get Quintana. Mm-hmm. He's not going to an inter-division mm-hmm. team.
What do the White Sox care? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And Sonny Gray, he's had some injuries. I mean, that's what's going to hold up a deal for Sonny Gray. A team that's going to do that, they're going to be hesitant because he's going to be a free agent, and they're also going to be hesitant because he hasn't been healthy the last few over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I would agree with that. What will you do if you're the Houston Astros, Cal? You're up 16 and a half games right now. You're going to win this division unless something, of biblical proportions happens at this point. But you don't want to lose that edge, though. And teams that have had this big a lead in the past have lost this edge. That Seattle team that set the all-time record for wins, that's the one that comes to mind.
Yeah, that Seattle team swept us in Chicago, Scott, and then hit a wall.
Yep.
And I think that's why I think they actually need to add. You're talking about Dallas Keuchel being hurt. I think they add to their starting rotation. I think they add to their bullpen. I think they look at the little, it may not be a big deal to them. They may think they can keep cruising, but the playoffs are different. And it also shows the players and their fans that if you make that move, and it's more important for the players than anybody else, look, we're going for it, guys. This is what we're doing. They have the players in the minor leagues to trade. And so if I'm Houston, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Shoot, they had first-round picks, the first pick in every round for about seven straight years. They should have players in the minor leagues to trade.
Who you like tonight?
Oh, I like the American League, fellas. I do. I think that, Scott, I'm a huge Chris Sale fan. That guy, he loves big games, and I know he's only going to pitch an inning or two, and I love Scherzer too. So they're both gamers. But I think if whichever one of those guys gets them off to a good start, that's going to help. But later in the ball game, it's going to be some of those reserves. And I know the National League has pretty good players on the bench. But because the American League, I think, is going to hit a little bit more, that's why I'm leaning that way.
Do you have a favorite All-Star moment, Cal?
The All-Star game, every time I hear All-Star game, I think of Joe Torre.
Mm.
And you guys probably know why. There were a couple seasons that I thought I had a pretty good first half. And when Joe Torre was the manager both of those years, I still found myself having 3 days of vacation.
Whenever I think All-Star game, I think of Dave Parker throwing out guys from right field. I believe at the Kingdom. That's what I remember. The Cobra just letting loose on a couple of ropes from out in right field.
How about you, Mark?
The Pete Rose, Ray Fosse collision, certainly. And then 1983, the All-Star game that I covered, the only time anyone has had a grand slam in an All-Star game, Fred Lynn hit it off.
Allie Haymaker,
yeah. And I think Mike was in that game, Cal.
Wow.
But I don't think he pitched, though.
It's fun to look back. There's a lot of things that, as a kid, was fun. I remember probably a lot of the moments, I think, too, even though I know in a couple of those years that I didn't go, the guys that did go did well. They got a hit. They pitched well, whatever it was. And when you see your teammates go there and contribute and they come back and you can see how excited they are, it's fun to – look, it's the best. They're some of the best there. And not only are they the best, but most of the time they're there because they're just at the top of their game. Yep. And so it's fun to go compete against that. When you watch your teammates go there and do well, it's pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting indeed. And we'll enjoy it tonight, Cal, and enjoy the rest of the All-Star break, and we will talk to you again next Tuesday.
That sounds fantastic, guys.
All right. Cal Eldred joins us on Tuesdays during the baseball season, and including today, talking a little All-Star activity.
I misspoke. Mike Boddicker in the 84 All-Star game, not the 83.
83.
Yeah.
Why were you there then? Just because it was in Chicago?
Yeah.
It was at Old Comiskey Park.
It was the 50th anniversary,
yes.
Something like that? That's where I went. Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up for this edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this.
Woohoo! I love this!
You aren't doing anything.
What do you mean? I'm skydiving!
No, you're not.
Sure I am. Look at me. I read a book about it. I've got this fancy parachute, and I'm on the plane. I'm awesome.
You seem to have forgotten the most important part. You have to step outside the plane. If you don't, you're just a passenger circling around and around.
Oh.
A lot of us feel like this. We really believe we're learning and growing. But in reality, we're just traveling the same old orbit. To make a difference in yourself, a difference in the people around you, you have to do something different. Consider it mental skydiving. A good starting place might be the Global Leadership Summit, August 10th and 11th. Get a feel for this world-class event at willowcreek.com. Register today for the Global Leadership Summit at willowcreek.com. This message brought to you by Jeff and Terry Carlson of Warehouse Auto.
It's time for another 87 World Champion flashback. The Twins faced elimination in Game 6 of the World Series, but it was a hometown native that slammed them to Game 7 in an 11-6 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals.
The pitch to Herbeck. Fastball swung, a long drive, center field, way back, it is a grand slam!
On July 22nd, the first 10,000 fans, 21 and older, will receive a World Championship Stein presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
T-Mobile wants to send you to the World Series. Before the first swing of the T-Mobile Home Run Derby, fill out a bracket at MLB.com/bracket challenge. And when they go yard, you could go to the World Series. So put on your lucky socks, go to MLB.com/bracket challenge, and keep your fingers crossed during the T-Mobile Home Run Derby.
No purchase necessary. U.S. Puerto Rico and D.C. age 18 plus. Ends at 7:59 p.m. Eastern on 7/10/17. See store for rules. Void where prohibited. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
All right, thanks to Cal Eldred for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. And Dr. Dave Johnson's going to be joining us. Brian Haas will be with us in studio. Mm. And a little bit more from the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic from Monday. So we'll have that tomorrow on Caddy Smack. Couple of things to let you know about before we set sail here today. This just being released. Mark Schlereth leaving ESPN, going to Fox Sports. He'll be on FS1 and the NFL on Fox. So that's
stink.
Stink's gone. The cot is out of the hallway, apparently. Speculation was he slept on a cot at the mothership. And just whenever they needed him, they woke him up. And he did a segment, just like John Clayton.
So, he had his son make it to the major leagues. I don't think he's still active, though.
I think
he got hurt.
I believe so. But, yeah, he did have a son that made a
Cleveland,
major league,
right?
Roster. Yeah. I can't remember what team it was. And there's news coming out. Joe Gibbs Racing. Sounds like Matt Kenseth is out of the 20 car at the end of the year, and Eric Jones will be taking over that ride for JGR. So a little bit of racing news as well. If you're in the neighborhood, even if you're not, make your way out to Collins Road, Lindale Mall area, Chick-fil-A, as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is going to be out there broadcasting live next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. They'll have more All-Star Home Run Derby talk. They'll have some bites from Gary Barta as well when he met the media earlier on today. So that'll be coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
We shared a post, a picture of the boys right outside of the Chick-fil-A at Lindale. They're under a tent. They look comfortable, ready to greet people.
Is Todd in a cow costume?
Todd is not in a cow costume. He looks very sharp, as does Alex. But nice little KGYM booth there, and guys will be broadcasting live from 4 to 7. looking for folks in cow costumes.
Yeah, and if you're wearing a cow accessory, you can get a free entree. Dine-in only, please.
Mm-hmm.
That is today out at Chick-fil-A. So stop on by until 7 o'clock coming up tonight. National Cow Day. There's a national day for everything, you know. And we just publicize it is all we do here on the program. Who wins tonight, American League or National League?
I'm an American League guy.
I am too. So I got to go with the American League. They've been on a roll as of late. If they win tonight, I believe they tie up the all-time series. Of course, we had one tie, Mark.
Which we will never forget.
We will never forget about that tie. But yeah, we'll have it tonight, 7 o'clock, all three frequencies from Marlins Park in Miami, American League versus the National League, the Midsummer Classic. Stay tuned. Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, broadcasting live out of Chick-fil-A. Lindale, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Calloused fingers, scraped knuckles. These are signs of hard work, struggle, and victory. The same is true with your engine, but the signs are...